Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Colorado Rockies
won
again today.
Oh, yeah. They swept.
Yeah.
The Miami Marlins.
How bad are the Marlins?
Did you see the stadium photo?
What is Colorado Rockies?
Why would anyone go watch that?
Boy, there is a there's a photo
circulating
of when the Marlins played the Rockies, and I'm not sure which because it was a three game set that the Rockies swept. I honestly, they're going to announce whatever a couple thousand. I feel like there is maybe 800 people there. I think you could individually count everyone in that stadium. I mean, it's so bad.
Yeah, Miami, obviously. It's at the Marlins Stadium, not getting any fans there. But if you're in Colorado, you still got 25, 30,000 people going to basically an outdoor sports bar.
Yeah, they love it. Yeah. They love it. It's fun.
It's
those games
stadium,
are fun.
Great location. Easy to get to.
So the Rockies won again. They have now won three in a row, which is the longest streak in baseball, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Dude, the red hot Colorado Rockies?
So the everybody's been talking about the... the anecdote.
Sure.
I guess you could call it a stat that the Rockies, Scottie Scheffler had more wins than the Rockies over the previous 30 days when the Rockies were on their losing streak. He had won three and the Rockies had only won two. That's unbelievable, by the way. But now that the Rockies have won three in a row, Scottie Scheffler hasn't even played since his last win. And the Rockies tweeted out today, wins since June 2nd. Rockies 3, Scottie Scheffler 0. Which I thought was a great tweet.
That is great. I'm glad that they can have some money. They can have some fun with that. Right there. By the way, the bad part is, so they in that tweet, they have them getting the final out against the Marlins. It's such a burn. There's just no one there. Like it just
well, again. Why would anyone go
so
to that?
Yeah, but the Rockies then
they're just, all going to the Panthers game.
I guess.
Oh wait, they're in Edmonton tonight.
Yeah, I just. By the way, the people of Miami-Dade County, they're on the hook for the when by the time they get done paying off all the bonds for that stadium, they're on the hook for $3 billion to build that monstrosity.
Yeah,
and that was the one where Deadspin outed the owners. The Marlin owners were claiming that they were poor and didn't have any money. And got that thing pushed through.
David Sampson, right?
Yeah, without the vote of the people. They went to like the city council, got it pushed through. And then someone over at Deadspin leaked their financials and they were just making money hand over fist.
That David Sampson guy does a podcast now.
Well,
it was
he?
Jeffrey Loria too. Sampson was the president. Loria was the owner
that was making
the money. And the fact that they let Loria buy them after he had already bungled the whole Montreal Expos situation. Like, it's not the team. It's Major League Baseball for allowing this to happen.
Well, there's a lot of good old boy stuff that goes on, you know.
That's true.
What's crazy is the Marlins, as crappy as they are, two World Series.
Yeah.
And the Mariners have never even been.
Shut up. You're right. It sucks. Yeah.
Why would you say that to Schulte?
Well, it's just crazy to think
about. It's true.
Like, you can say what you will about the Mariners. There's an effort there. They try. You know, it's not, they're not on the cheap every single year. Their payroll is usually in the middle. Sometimes, in fact, I think it might be, you know, there's some years it's like 13th, 14th.
Not for a while, but yes.
Yeah. It's not like they don't spend money. and yet they've gotten nothing. And a horse crap team like the Marlins, who put no effort into anything, have built two World Series champions and then tore them down immediately after.
Well, when you stumble into having one of the greatest prospects of all time in Miguel Cabrera and then one of the best pitchers of the time in Dontrelle Willis, literally, it's if the Mariners stumbled into having like elite level prospects,
did stumble into, Ken Griffey Jr. and Edgar Martinez and
Ichiro.
Yeah, and then they sold Randy Johnson because they didn't. They bungled that themselves. Schultz, they could have gone forward with it.
I love you, buddy, but if you're trying to make the argument that the Marlins have had better players over the years than the Mariners.
No. I said they stumbled into players that gave them that opportunity. The Mariners made almost every incorrect decision that they could with Griffey. They had to trade him. With Randy, they had to trade. Like, it's not even close.
But they had him.
They had him. And the Marlins got rid of everyone. The Marlins kept no one. They won a World Series and immediately tore it down and then rebuilt it, won another one, and immediately tore it down.
Well, by the way, I mean, look, let's get off on the whole thing.
We're off on a whole thing.
Now. How many Marlins champions, or like how many players from either championship team can you name?
Not Jeff many. Conine's one, yeah. Conine. Dontrelle Willis, Miguel Cabrera.
I think Miggy was, he was there.
Who was the big flamethrower that they had?
Beckett?
Yeah, Josh Beckett. And then,
well, Dontrelle Willis, as you mentioned.
And then Hernandez was the other one.
Enrique Hernandez?
No, Lee, it was a...
Levon Hernandez, yes.
Renteria, because he got the big hit.
Yep.
I'm not sure Juan Pierre was on there yet. He might have been on the second one, though.
No, I think you're right. I think Pierre and... Who was the other guy at the top of the lineup? They had two speedsters.
They did.
But the Mariners have had better players than the Marlins.
I don't even think that's close.
No.
I don't really get what Schultz is trying to say.
The Mariners' organizational philosophy has basically made them step on their own feet. The Marlins, it's totally different. They stumbled into it, if that makes sense. That's the only point I'm trying to
make.
They didn't care enough, and it happened in a short amount of time.
We're confused.
Vibes, baby. It's like, hey, if you get the season
going with it, but all right,
coming together for everybody, and that is what happened twice. I mean, it's like hitting the lottery, but it is what happened
Luis
in Miami.
Luis Castillo may be the other one.
Oh, Luis Castillo, And Pudge Rodriguez was on those teams.
Was he?
Or was on the old team. Yeah, he was.
He was on the second one. Yes,
I think
you're right.
He was.
You're right.
I think he was, guys.
He was. You are right.
Let's just go ahead and look up the team while we're at it, okay?
I don't remember. I do not remember.
Was he on there?
I don't remember Pudge. So this is the 2003 World Series, and no, it does not look like
he was on
there.
So that's Beckett?
Yeah.
And those bros?
That's Beckett, Cabrera, Castillo, Conine.
Is Derek Lee on that roster?
Derek Lee was on
the roster. First baseman, yeah. That was one of
but
his good years.
No, he was not. Juan Pierre was, but I do not see... Oh, I stand corrected.
There he is.
Ivan there Pudge he is. Rodriguez.
There we
okay,
go.
Okay, listen to this.
Well, I didn't remember that at all.
We forgot their best player. The best player. I mean, Miggy was awesome, but...
he was pretty good.
Yeah, this guy was probably at the time there. Maybe.
Which championship team are you talking
actually,
about?
Two of their best players. The early one, the 97 one.
Yeah.
Anybody?
Who am I missing?
Anybody?
That was the one
against, two really
that was the one against the Indians. I was in college watching that.
Two really good players you're missing that were in the middle of that lineup.
Yeah, you're right.
One is Gary Sheffield.
Oh, God.
And the other is Moises Alou, who was great.
Well, I don't... The 97 one, outside of they beat the Indians, I just kind of have...
They also had Kevin Brown as their ace. Our Leiter.
First $100 million contract in all the sports went to Kevin Brown.
And the great Rob Nen closing
games. Who knew we were going to get hot Marlins championship talk?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.